Good morning. Welcome to St. John's Lutheran Church here in American Falls on this second Sunday of Advent. And let us pray. O Lord, stir up our hearts that we may prepare for your only begotten Son, that through his coming we may be made worthy to serve you with pure minds, for you live and reign forever. Amen. Our second Sunday of Advent is found in our service bulletins. And we begin in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Almighty God, to whom all hearts are open, all desires known, and from whom no secrets are hid, cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name. Through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Let us confess our sin in the presence of God and of one another. Most merciful God, we confess that we are captive to sin and cannot free ourselves. We have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us, forgive us, renew us, and lead us, so that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways, to the glory of your holy name. Amen. In the mercy of Almighty God, Jesus Christ was given to die for us, and for his sake, God forgives us all our sins. As a called and ordained minister of the Church of Christ, and by his authority, I therefore declare to you the entire forgiveness of all your sins, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And also with you.
In peace, let us pray to the Lord. For the peace from above and for our salvation, let us pray to the Lord. For the peace of the whole world, for the well-being of the Church of God and the unity of all, let us pray to the Lord. For this holy house and for all who offer here their worship and praise, let us pray to the Lord. Help, save, comfort, and defend us, gracious Lord. Our hymn of praise is 239, 239. be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. Stir up our hearts, Lord God, to prepare the way of your only Son. By his coming, nurture our growth as people of repentance and peace. Through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Please be seated for the lesson.
The first reading is from Isaiah chapter 11, verses 1 through 10. A shoot shall come out from the stump of Jesse, and branches grow out of its roots. The Spirit of the Lord shall rest on him, the Spirit of wisdom and understanding, the Spirit of counsel and might, the Spirit of knowledge and the fear of the Lord. His delight shall be in the fear of the Lord. He shall not judge by what his eyes see or decide by what his ears hear, but with righteousness he shall judge for the poor and decide with equity for the oppressed of the earth. He shall strike the earth with the rod of his mouth, and with the breath of his lips he shall kill the wicked. Righteousness shall be the belt around his waist, and faithfulness around the belt around his loins. The wolf shall live with the lamb, the leopard shall lie down with the kid. The calf and the lion will feed together, and a little child shall lead them. The cow and the bear shall graze, their young shall lie down together, and the lion shall eat straw like the ox. The nursing child shall play over the hole of the asp, and the weaned child shall put its hand on the adder's den. They will not hurt or destroy on all my holy mountain, for the earth will be full of knowledge of the Lord as the waters cover the sea. On that day, the root of Jesse shall stand as a signal to the peoples. The nations shall inquire of him, and his dwelling shall be glorious. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The psalmody is Psalm 72, verses 1 through 7 and 18 and 19. We'll read it responsibly. Give the king your justice, O God.
And your righteousness to a king's son.
May he judge your people with righteousness.
And your poor with justice.
May the mountains yield prosperity for the people.
And the hills in righteousness.
May he defend the cause of the poor of the people.
Give deliverance to the needy and crush the oppressor.
May he live while the sun endures.
And as long as the moon throughout all generations.
May he be like the rain that falls on the mown grass.
Like showers that water the earth.
In his days may righteousness flourish.
And peace abound until the moon is no more.
Blessed be the Lord, the God of Israel.
Who alone does wondrous things.
Blessed be his glorious name forever.
May his glory fill the whole earth. Amen and amen.
The second reading is from Romans chapter 15, verses 4 through 13. For whatever former days was written for our instruction, so that by steadfastness and by the encouragement of the scriptures we might have hope. May the God of steadfastness and encouragement grant you to live in harmony with one another in accordance with Christ Jesus, so that together you may with one voice glorify the God and the Father of the Lord Jesus Christ, of our Lord Jesus Christ. Welcome one another, therefore, just as Christ has welcomed you, for the glory of God. For I tell you that Christ has become a servant of the circumcised on behalf of the truth of God, in order that he might confirm that the promises given to the ancestors and the Gentiles might glorify God for his mercy. As it is written, therefore, I will confess you among the Gentiles and sing praises to your name. And again he says, rejoice, O Gentiles, with his people. And again, praise the Lord, all you Gentiles, and let all peoples praise him. And again Isaiah says, the root of Jesse shall come, the one who rises to rule the Gentiles. In him the Gentiles shall hope. May the God of hope fill you with joy and peace in believing, so that you may abound in hope with by the power of the Holy Spirit. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, according to Matthew.
Glory to you, O Lord.
In those days, John the Baptist appeared in the wilderness of Judea, proclaiming, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven has come near." This is the one of whom the prophet Isaiah spoke when he said, "The voice of one crying out in the wilderness, prepare the way of the Lord, make his paths straight." Now John wore clothing of camel's hair with a leather belt around his waist, and his food was locusts and wild honey. Then the people of Jerusalem and all Judea were going out to him and all the region along the Jordan, and they were baptized by him in the river Jordan, confessing their sins. But when he saw many Pharisees and Sadducees coming for baptism, he said to them, "You brood of vipers, who warned you to flee from the wrath to come? Bear fruit worthy of repentance. Do not presume to say to yourselves, 'We have Abraham as our ancestor.' For I tell you, God is able from these stones to raise up children to Abraham. Even now the axe is lying at the root of the trees. Every tree, therefore, that does not bear good fruit is cut down and thrown into the fire. I baptize you with water for repentance. But one who is more powerful than I is coming after me. I am not worthy to carry his sandals. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire. His winnowing fork is in his hand, and he will clear his threshing floor and will gather his wheat into the granary. But the chaff he will burn with unquenchable fire." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you.
And now, O Lord, may the words of our mouths and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable in your sight. O Lord, our God, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. Well, now what I'm about to describe is my best wager and guess a very familiar story for those of us who grew up in a family or have been responsible for a family, a parent, probably, father, possibly, says to the children, "We have guests coming over. Your rooms are a mess. Clean and pick everything up and get ready for our company. Be sure everything is put where it belongs and get rid of the dust and grime." So the kids show up in their rooms, their spaces, and they start to get to work. But at least one becomes pretty bored pretty quickly with the whole enterprise and decides to cheat. She or he just starts to shove things into closets, under rugs and beds, and instead of cleaning up the mess, simply hides everything for the appearance of tidiness and good order. When the mom or dad shows up to see what is happening, it takes no time at all to see what has really happened here. And words are spoken, stern words, informing or reminding that cleaning means removing the mess, not just hiding it. Well, there are no shortcuts to ordering and cleaning a room, and there are none when ordering and cleaning up our lives. Appearances alone simply will not do. Aesthetics will never substitute for substance. John the Baptizer has appeared in the wilderness at the River Jordan, and he is preaching, "Repent, be cleansed, prepare your hearts and lives for the coming of the Messiah." The Greek word which Matthew uses and which English renders as repent is metanoia. This Greek word, metanoia, to the surprise of many, has nothing to do with feelings of shame or self-loathing. Yeah, doesn't have anything to do with that. They may naturally manifest in the process of metanoia, for sure, of repentance. But the word means to change one's mind and one's orientation toward or from where one is standing, to become aware of a new vision, a new framework for seeing ourselves, the surrounding community, and creation, and to change as a result of this new framework for understanding. John preaches metanoia and to prepare for the coming of the Messiah. People come from everywhere to the wilderness to confront their sin and to be baptized. The kingdom of heaven is near, he says. Now, baptism was not a new thing for the Jews, as ritual baths or tavala or mikvah symbolized a cleansing and the embrace of purity as filth and detritus is washed away and a new way of life would be pursued. But John's baptism was different, as it called for a complete change of life and vision. Now, when the Pharisees and the Sadducees came, John spoke very sharply to them. So why? Why call them a brood of vipers, serpents, if you will? Well, because many of them were satisfied to show outward signs of piety and to glory in themselves as being descendants of Abraham. They thought that knowing the law, performing rituals, and looking religious were enough. John rebukes them. External signs are never enough. Real repentance must produce fruit. God is not impressed with knowledge, titles, or heritage. What matters is a changed heart that results in changed behavior. John the Baptizer uses strong images of axes cutting down unfruitful trees, trees which will be cut down with the wheat gathered, but the chaff burnt. Now, these point to judgment. No one will be evaluated by their appearances, but by the fruit of their lives. John also declares that one far greater is coming, Jesus. John baptizes with water, but Jesus will baptize with the Holy Spirit and fire, bringing both purification and judgment. Advent is a season of preparation, but John reminds us today that it is not enough to light candles, install an evergreen, decorate our homes and worship spaces. We are called again and again to repentance, metanoia, and is more than just feeling bad about our sin or singing hymns. Repentance goes beyond feelings of sentiment or remorse or time-treasured rituals, but calls for changed hearts and behaviors. Isaiah's description of the kingdom to come uses imagery of predatory animals and prey. Wolves and lambs, leopards, baby goats, lions and calves, and a little child shall lead them all. Their natures changed. Even the asp and the adder, the vipers, the snakes. Wolves and lambs, leopards and goats, lions and calves can to a degree be domesticated by humans. Not the serpent. Only God can domesticate the serpents, the vipers, and ultimately anything else. It's at its core, and that's the work of the Holy Spirit in Jesus Christ. As we prepare to celebrate Jesus' first advent, as we anticipate and prepare for his second advent, we pray this morning for his Holy Spirit to wash us over
as we are washed in baptism, that the fruit of the Spirit will live in us and be food for a starving world. The fruit of the Spirit: love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, generosity, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Our hymn is 249.
Rise as we are able, and say together the words of the Nicene Creed, proclaiming our faith with Christians around the world. We believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord, Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation, he came down from heaven, was incarnate of the Holy Spirit and the Virgin Mary, and became truly human. For our sake he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day he rose again, in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is worshipped and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. We believe in one holy, Catholic, and apostolic church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. In our waiting and watching, we come to you in prayer, O God, trusting your promise to renew the church, the nations, and the whole creation. With wisdom and understanding, inspire the faithful around the world. Unite hearts and minds in work to address poverty, access to housing, and equity among peoples. God of grace, with counsel and might, move us to care creation as we dream of the day when all creatures will flourish alongside one another. Guide us in ways humanity and all creation will mutually thrive. God of grace, with righteousness and faithfulness, encourage nations to live in harmony with one another. We pray for international student and teacher exchanges, for our partner churches, and for the shared mission of Lutheran World Relief and Lutheran Disaster Response. God of grace, with steadfastness and encouragement, strengthen those who have lost hope in the face of grief, depression, or disease, especially those we lift up to you now in our heart. Renew the spirits of those recovering from surgery and medical procedures. God of grace, with welcome and hospitality, embolden us in our shared ministry to overcome all that divides. In acts of repentance, reconciliation, and reparation, may we serve in the way of Christ. God of grace, with joy and peace, we remember our ancestors in the faith. Fill us with the hope of the Holy Spirit, now and into the ages of ages. God of grace, draw near to us, O God, as we commend all for whom we pray, trusting in your mercy through Jesus Christ, Emmanuel.
Amen.
The peace of the Lord be always with you. Please be seated for I prefer the children's sermon to my own, so please, let's do that.
Brody, are you hiding back there? Can you leave? Get over here. I need you.
Maddie, get down.
Okay, Maddie's coming too. Okay. So, what is this? Forgot to write it up today, didn't we?
You were supposed to.
You were supposed to? Oh, everybody's blaming. Oh, look, here comes Charlie now. He's like, huh? I'll get over there. We're going to talk about Advent. What does that mean? The promise, yes. Okay, so we're waiting. So each of these candles, look at how, like there's three purple ones, one pink one. First one, the first purple one that we lit last week. Well, they also have those meanings, but we talk about the prophecy candle. The first one we light is like way back in the Bible, and they said there will be a Savior coming. That's what's coming in. That's what Advent. And today, so let's talk about Father David's sermon a minute. What did we say there was? Our company's coming. Get your bedroom clean, kids. How many of your guests that come into your house check to see if your bedroom's clean? Two? Your aunt and your grandma, yeah, the two people out there. They check to see if your room's clean. Actually, that's really quite true. Years ago, a lot of years ago, well, our bedroom had to be cleaned on Saturday for my aunt to come. Oh, wait, I blew the secret, didn't I? For my aunt to come. And she would give us a quarter if our bedroom's clean. And guess what? On that Saturday when we clean our rooms, who do you think did all the work? Because I clean, yeah, a lot of good rooms everywhere. But my other sister just would lay on the bed there, but worked to get a quarter, but she was still worthy of my aunt's love, right?
Yes.
That's us. We probably didn't do all the work. All
I have to say, this was very apropos because I heard the two acolytes trying to decide how they were going to clean their rooms today. So, welcome to worship at St. John's Lutheran Church, American Falls, Idaho, this morning. Today in the church year is the second Sunday of Advent. Especially welcome to all of you who are visiting us in person today and to those who are worshiping with us by listening to the radio station or the internet broadcast. Happy birthday this week to Bill Meadows and Jim Teedy. This year, following the Christmas program on December 14th, we will be serving refreshments instead of our traditional Christmas dinner. Please plan on joining us for that. After the service today, we need a couple of guys to help us. We have to move the pulpit out and set up another stand because the Sharps have their concert tonight, and we have to move all this stuff out. So if there's a couple of guys that would like to get a little exercise, we'd appreciate it. And there, it looks like there's other announcements.
I'll just make mine quick because, once again, there's a box in the back. We need to help him out with some of this. There's a list inside the box. It looks like this on the lid. They're just looking for stuff to add to the school pantry. Now, it says gently used winter wear. We are taking most of this to Hillcrest, but if you have coats that are gently used and placed in that box, they can be placed at the school community building office. But we're looking for hats, gloves. You know, kids come to school and don't have those. You can't send them out for recess, so they like to send them home with them. Thanks.
The worship committee is meeting after church today in the boardroom, so if there's anything you'd like to tell us, please come.
Okay, the offering will be received now.
Let the vineyards be fruitful. Let us pray. Blessed are you, O God, maker of all things. Through your goodness, you have blessed us with these gifts, ourselves, our time, and our possessions. Use us and what we have gathered in feeding the world with your love. Through the one who gave himself for us, Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is indeed right, our duty and our joy, that we should at all times and in all places give thanks and praise to you, Almighty and merciful God, through our Savior Jesus Christ. You comforted your people with the promise of the Redeemer, through whom you will also make all things new in the day when he comes to judge the world in righteousness. And so with all the choirs of angels, with the church on earth and the hosts of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn. Holy One, the beginning and the end, the giver of life, blessed are you for the birth of creation. Blessed are you in the darkness and in the light. Blessed are you for the promise to your people. Blessed are you in the prophet's hopes and dreams. Blessed are you for Mary's openness to your will. Blessed are you for your Son, Jesus, the Word made flesh. In the night in which he was betrayed, our Lord Jesus took bread, gave thanks, broke it, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." Again after supper, he took the cup, gave thanks, gave it for all to drink, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, shed for you and for all people, for the forgiveness of sin. Do this for the remembrance of me." With this bread and cup, we remember your word dwelling among us, full of grace and truth. We remember our new birth in his death and resurrection. We look with hope for his coming. Holy God, we long for your Spirit. Come among us. Bless this meal. May your word take flesh in us. Awaken your people. Fill us with your light. Bring the gift of peace on earth. All praise and glory are yours, Holy One of Israel, Word of God incarnate, power of the Most High, one God, now and forever. Amen. And now, as our Savior Jesus has taught us, we are bold to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Thank you. gifts of God for the people of God. Take them in remembrance that Christ died for you, and feed on him in your hearts by faith with thanksgiving. This is the table of Jesus Christ. It is Jesus who invites you to receive him today in this sacrament. Let it only be Jesus who restrains you from doing so this morning. Everything is prepared. Come forward as the Lord calls you. Blood of our Lord Jesus Christ, strengthen you and keep you in his grace. Let us rise as we are able.
Thank you.
let us pray. We give you thanks, Almighty God, that you have refreshed us through the healing power of this gift of life. In your mercy, strengthen us through this gift in faith towards you and in fervent love toward one another. For the sake of Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord bless and keep you. The Lord's face shine on you with grace and mercy. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace. Our processional out into the world to love and serve is 244, 244. Go in peace, love and serve the Lord.